President Barrow, a few hours ago, was declared the president of the Republic of the Gambia after a landslide victory, you know, defeating his political opponent, the leader of the United Democratic Party, lawyer Usainu Darbo, a guy he called his political godfather. Barrow won with a margin of 53.2%, you know, while Usainu Darbo 27.7% with a total number of 238,253 votes for Usainu Darbo, while Barrow pulled massively with 457,519 votes.
So, Seni, what are some of the other major parties that were contesting in these elections, and what are they saying about the election process and the results?
The main challenger to President Barrow is his political godfather, lawyer Usainu Darbo from the opposition United Democratic Party, who pulled second to Mr. Barrow. Moments before the IEC, that's the electoral body, concludes the announcement of the result, they gather at lawyer Darbo's residence in Banjul to reject the votes, claiming that there were some errors and fraud in the counting process. So as we speak, three opposition candidates, including lawyer Usainu Darbo, independent candidate Esambai Fall, who was the former lead counsel at the Truth Commission, and Mama Kande, who came third in 2016 presidential election, a former Jammeh lawmaker. So three men gathered at Mr. Darbo's residence to reject the preliminary result of the election. So as we speak, they are rejecting the result.
Now, what kind of message did President Barrow run on this time around? And how did the power of incumbency help him in this race?
The power of incumbency helped Mr. Barrow to win landslide in this election. Barrow came to power in 2016. With the backing of seven coalition partners, including Mr. Darbo's party. But after 2 years into power, they fell out. He sacked Mr. Darbo as his vice president, leading to Barrow forming his own political party called the National People Party in 2019. Since then, there were some coalition members that endorsed him, who stayed with him during this process. So after Barrow is going... Barrow challenged the other candidate with 17 other political parties, including the other coalition parties that endorsed him during the 2016 presidential election. So Barrow has a backing of over 17 political parties, including independent candidates whose nominations were rejected by the Electoral Commission in November.